for some reason, Jake is playing the breakup song that was dedicated to me by my high school girlfriend. So,
no, get it?
Thank you.
It's the sign. Right. Today's National Signing
That's
Day.
That's right.
Get it?
I was afraid to go to line one. I didn't know who's on there.
Your ex.
Click. All right. Let's now go to stop number one for our Border Patrol Signing Day Blitz, Mr. Gabe DeArmond.
Missouri.
All right, Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. We're here to talk about football signing day. So you tell me, when will Michael Porter Jr. suit up for Mizzou?
Actually, can I just go back on hold and wait for that call from your ex?
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. It would not be, we could not put that on the air. The things we would have to say to each other, but that's, you know.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. is, who knows? I mean, go to the rec center and check Instagram. We'll find out if he's playing again. I don't know. I think it's at least noteworthy that Konzo Martin addressed it a little bit more than he has. I don't know if he would have had Dick Vitale not gone on the air last night. But, you know, I don't necessarily think a ton has changed. He said he was working out with Nicodemus Christopher, which we all knew from various social media posts. But again, the key is he's not practicing with the team. That has to happen before anything else can happen. Mike has to practice with the team, and then maybe a week later he could play. But until he does, I don't think anything much to talk about. I kind of said on Twitter last night, my thought is if he's not playing by February 24th at Kentucky, I think that's kind of the time that we go, all right, this probably isn't going to happen because there's three regular season games left at that point, and I don't care how good the kid is. To me, you don't put him in the lineup for the first time at the SEC tournament or the NCAA tournament. Like, there's got to be a couple tune-ups. And if those don't happen, then I think we kind of move on.
What's your prediction? Will he play yes or no?
If I had to say today, I think probably. But I right. say it with, like, maybe 52% confidence versus 48. I don't really know. But if I had to guess today, I'll say yes.
Okay, let's move on to football. So now, signing day today, but we've already had one signing day. So how have you liked this now that you had the early signing day and now this signing day? Do you think do you like it better as far as covering it?
I like it better today because today's easy. I mean, there are six guys we're watching. Three of them have already signed. One of them is going to make an announcement in 20 minutes. One of them is going to make an announcement at noon. The other one, we're, 99.9% sure is signing with Missouri. It's just a matter of when that comes out. I don't love it for a lot of reasons I stated. The first Wednesday in February every year was like, it was kind of our biggest day of the year, and it was this get up at 5 a.m. and you go all day, and now it's just kind of another day. For the most part, I mean, there are some schools that had coaching changes or anything like that, but for 80 to 90% of schools, this is just kind of an amendment to what happened in December.
Okay, so run down the names that you mentioned of the guys that have officially signed today and who Mizzou is waiting on.
Yeah, Mizzou announced Lindsey Scott Jr., a junior college quarterback who actually was already enrolled in class, so everybody knew he was coming to Missouri. Bobby Lawrence, an offensive lineman from St. Joe, signed. Nick Bolton, a linebacker from Frisco, Texas, signed. Xavier Delgado, offensive lineman out of Arizona, signed. We're waiting on confirmation of Jatorian Hansford, who's a defensive end, outside linebacker from Georgia. He committed before the December signing period, but was not announced as a part of the signing class, but he hasn't taken any other visits. We would be shocked if he is not signing with Missouri today. Tyler Beatty, a running back out of Memphis, has been committed to Memphis, but is choosing between Missouri, Memphis, and Pittsburgh in about 15 minutes. We've got Sean Williams down in Memphis covering that. We fully expect that to be Missouri. And then Michael Thompson, defensive tackle out of Parkway North in St. Louis, is announcing between Mizzou and Oklahoma at noon, and our belief is that he will sign with Oklahoma.
That's what I believe, but no chance that it could be Mizzou. You're pretty solid that it's going to be Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm not going to say no chance. Weird things happen in recruiting. Missouri has been in really good shape with him up until probably the last 3 weeks or so. Oklahoma, which wasn't in his top five, really started to make some headway. All of our information is that everybody who seems to know things in this expects it to be Oklahoma, but I mean, we're going to be paying attention at noon. I'm not sending anybody. We thought about it, decided it probably wasn't worth the investment, considering we are pretty confident it's Oklahoma. But hey, like I said, things can change all the time. I mean, every signing day you see kids that you think are going one place and end up signing another. So it's not impossible, but we expect it to be OU.
Is there any chance that Michael Porter Jr. signs with the football team today?
Probably, yes. I mean, obviously, he's coming back next year. He's going to spend at least 3 years in college, obviously. So he might as well play two sports at that point in time, right?
Do you have any comments about Nate Buchady's claim that all burgers are the same, there's no difference, basically, from McDonald's to Shake Shack and anything else?
You're twisting my words a little.
You said they're all the same.
I didn't say those words.
I don't agree with... I mean, let's be honest. I don't agree with most things Nate says, right? So, yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with this. I mean, it's pretty hard to screw up a hamburger, but, like, there are bad hamburgers out there. And I don't know about this Shake Shack thing, though. I mean, I've never had one.
Neither have I.
I have friends in St. Louis who swear by it, so I assume I'll have to check. But the chances of it being better than a burnt end burger at Q39 are, like, -600, so I probably still won't go there very much.
Oh, I had one of those with you and your dad, and it was delicious, Gabe DeArmond.
It is.
That doesn't really count as a hamburger, though, does it?
Why? It's a hamburger.
Why not?
Yeah, it is a hamburger.
Yeah.
What's it made out of?
Yeah, it's a hamburger with burnt ends piled on
top of
it.
That's a hamburger! Yeah.
If I ever end up in the situation where I'm on death row and I have to request the last meal, that's what it's going to be.
Okay, so it's a ground beef patty with burn ends on top.
Okay.
All right, I stand corrected.
All burgers are the same.
What is that?
That's a little different.
How are you dancing?
My general point is
burgers
this.
Burgers are all the same.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This idea of these like fast food burger joints that you swear by as if, oh, you can't get a burger like that anywhere else. I mean, for the most part, that's garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you go to a place like Q39, that's a little different, but you know, oh, Shake Shack. You've never had a burger like Shake Shack. I'm just going to tell you this, Gabe. You've had a burger like Shake Shack, okay? And you've also had a shake that's like a shake that you get at Shake Shack. It's good.
How do you know?
Because I've had a burger at Shake
Shack. But how do you know what he's had?
Because he's had a lot of burgers in his life.
Oh, boy. What the hell is that?
How do you know I'm not the picture of health and living a vegan
life? Right. Because you told me you want to fight me over my stance on Whataburger.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
Right.
I don't... Whataburger is just like the tipping point. I want to fight you about a lot of things. Not really. I've been in one fight in my life.
Thank you, Gabe DeArmond.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
That is Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com with a lot of good information there. And so the point is, we do not think Michael Porter Jr. is signing with the football team.
He doesn't eat burgers.
I'm very confused by all the stories. No, he doesn't. He does not. He would not be excited about Shake Shack. Now... let's say hello to Tim Fitzgerald. Kansas State. Maybe he can talk some sense into Nate. Tim Fitzgerald joins us now to talk about Kansas State. And Tim, your thoughts?
What's wrong with you?
Right. Exactly. Could you speak to Nate Buchady about this wild accusation
he's
making, please?
Oh my! Look, as a Whataburger fan. Burgers are not just burgers. Some are like erotic, and that's Whataburger.
Have you? Because that's what everyone's so excited about.
I have not. I've heard great things, but no, I have not. I've never been around a Shake Shack that I would say I'm going to go to that Shake Shack.
So. Right. So supposedly there's one coming to the plaza, and so everyone's all fired up. And I'll tell you this. Whenever I've had a chance to go to cover the American Century Championship, one of my favorite things is you've got In-N-Out Burger and Fat Burger right by each other, and you could to have the burger challenge. And guess what, Fitz? You always win. If you see yeah. both of them, you're always the winner, you know?
You know,
when we were leaving basketball in Waco, we saw an In-N-Out with a Whataburger next to it and a McDonald's in between. And we were asking ourselves, who eats at that McDonald's? Who possibly, in a one-block area, would choose McDonald's
Nate.
At this point of their lives?
No, you know, this might... now, let's see if I could make Fitz want to fight me like Gabe does. Here's a hot take for you. I haven't been there in a few years, so I don't know if it's still the same. But the Vista Burger in Manhattan, every bit as good as Whataburger. Every bit as good. Just the same, same thing.
Not Tim? Prepared to go there, but it is a pretty good burger.
All right.
As is Big D's in Manhattan. Very good burger.
I never stop for a burger in Manhattan. I usually stop for tacos.
Well, that's a good
so
point.
So long.
We have Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com joining us right now. All right, so National Signing Day Part 2. What are we looking for? What are we waiting on for Kansas State?
Well, not a whole lot going on with Kansas State. They did sign a pretty good group of guys in the early signing period. Boy, has that sucked the life out of the normal signing day chaos. The biggest news right now is Phillip Brooks out of Lee Summit West is apparently going to sign with Kansas State. He was, you know, a late bloomer coming on strong as a senior, and we're still unclear as we sit here right now whether it's a full scholarship or a gray shirt offer, which would, you know, mean he would enroll next January as a full-time student. So we're still trying to sort that out, but we don't expect a ton of news today. In fact, you know, the biggest news coming out of Kansas State football recruiting right now is the fact that some guys that were left over from last year's class, Darryl Patterson, a cornerback out of junior college ranks, and Daniel Green, a linebacker, are, you know, finally going to be joining the football program. So that's kind of it's a very strange day for Kansas State football recruiting in that sense.
What about from the sense that we didn't know if Bill Snyder was coming back for a while? Did the recruiting pick up quite a bit after he made his announcement? And how has all of the changes on the coaching staff affected the recruiting?
Not a ton. I mean, they just don't have it's a smaller class. They don't have a ton of seniors in this class. They're going to end up, by the time you add in gray shirts from last year and the guys that are joining the program later than expected, they're going to end up in the, you know, mid-20s range. But, you know, most of the guys that will be signing today, we kind of knew about. I mean, there's, you know, Rashawn York, an outside linebacker. That was kind of an area of need out of junior college. But the coaching stuff really didn't affect much of this recruiting class because there just wasn't much room to move guys around, you know, within the course of this class. There's just not a ton of room in this class right now.
You mentioned some of the guys you know about, the hard commits. What about Shane Cherry from Grandview, Missouri, a big offensive lineman?
Yeah, he's probably a gray shirt. So he'll sign something today. But, you know, as of right now, he's intending to, you know, come in January of next year. And that's what's interesting about gray shirts. It's kind of like red shirting. You're not actually one until you do it. You know what I mean? You can pull your red shirt off in the middle of the season. And gray shirts, until they're finally not enrolled in the fall, you know, aren't officially gray shirts. So we've seen a number of kids that intended to gray shirt, and then by the fall there's room in the class, and they end up moving on to the field. So they've got a couple guys like that, including Levi Archer, a dual-position kid out of Goodland, Kansas. He was a quarterback in high school. Looks, you know, physically a lot like Colin Klein out of high school, but I think they're going to use him at linebacker. So Shane Cherry, a really big offensive tackle, probably is going to get another extra, you know, semester or so to develop physically.
And another kid from Grandview, what about Cortez Crook Jones?
Well, yeah, he's really good. They're real excited about him. You know, he signed early for the Wildcats. He was one of those, you know, early signing guys that in a class that pretty much defines Bill Snyder, every single player is a three-star. He's one of the better ones out of that group of three-stars, as, you know, the ratings, you know, vary greatly in the midst of being three-stars. But 6'5", 230-pound, you know, defensive end, linebacker-type kid, he's one of those kids that really fits what K-State likes to do on defense.
All right, I'll ask you a basketball question before we let you go. What's your level of confidence that K-State can get the road win in Austin tonight?
Not high confidence, because even if they get back to playing the kind of basketball that they had success with, which was driving and getting to the rim and breaking down defenses, you got Mo Bamba on the back end of that waiting for them. So that's a real challenge for this team. They've got to re-identify themselves, you know, as a team that doesn't just stand around and shoot three-pointers, which is what they've been doing as of late, and back to attacking the opposition. But you know what? This game is a bonus game for Kansas State. They, you know, they've got five conference wins and four winnable games at home. So if they can protect their home court, they're going to get to 9-9 in this conference, guaranteed. And then if they can steal a Texas or an Oklahoma State or another one of these road games down the stretch, they're going to end up with, you know, 10 or more conference wins. And none of us really expected that outside of the basketball program.
Tim, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it. Again, Tim Fitzgerald with GoPowerCat.com. Follow him on Twitter. Life of Fitz is his handle. Tim, thank you for joining us.
You bet, boys.
That is Tim Fitzgerald. Now, John Kirby from Jayhawkslant.com. Kansas. Good morning, John Kirby. How are you?
Hey, good, Stephen. How are you?
John, doing very well. So, National Signing Day today. Give us any players that Kansas is waiting on as far as their decisions or just waiting to make everything official.
Well, right now, Stephen, it looks like they're all the people that we thought they're going to get, they've gotten to this point. So, you know, there's some speculation here that Jalen Robinson, who's a very interesting prospect out of Free State High School in Kansas, KU had him in for an unofficial visit. I think the plan was to be creative with him, maybe give him one of these blue shirt scholarships or something like that. I really don't know the exact details what it was. And then out of nowhere, you know, he gets an offer from Mississippi State. Then he gets an offer from Nebraska. I heard yesterday Tennessee offered. So all of a sudden this thing's kind of gotten out of whack. I mean, it's just gone crazy with him. And now they're saying that they think Kansas is back in the picture. He's supposed to announce today sometime around 2:45. So there's one that'll watch. There's always that chance here of a guy coming in that nobody knew. Kansas did it last year. There's always that chance today. But, you know, right now, Stephen, I think they're going to end up with a class that ranks inside the top 50.
And Jayhawkslant.com to find out if and when that young man makes his final choice. Let's talk about some of the guys in this group that you said could be ranked inside the top 50. Where's the real strength, first of all? Why is this class gonna push its way up into the top 50?
Well, Nate, they did a pretty good job. You know, they've got some. They're not going to sign as many as some of the other schools because they got some high school players that signed that were on campus last year that counted in this class that won't be listed. So they've got a pretty good balance. I think it's going to end up being like 14 high school kids and maybe 11 junior college kids that make up the class. And I thought they had some real top-end high school recruits like Corione Harris, who out of Louisiana, Landry Walker High School. He was committed to LSU. He decommitted. He had offers from Florida, Auburn, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas. You name it, they were lined up for him. He's already on campus, so he's going to school, going to go through spring football. And then you had Puka Williams, who's another one out of New Orleans. You know, he was Mr. Football in some of the polls there in Louisiana. He led the state in rushing. He went down to Kansas, LSU, Nebraska were his final three before signing back in December. So when you look at some of the, you know, the high school kids, they were able to get some high school kids that maybe they weren't able to get in the past that were had more of an upper echelon kid.
Everybody at Kansas wants to know about the quarterback situation before. Has David Beatty been able to address that in this class?
Well, you know, he did. I think they were looking for one high school quarterback recruit, and they were looking for one junior college quarterback. Well, what they ended up doing is they signed Miles Kendrick out of San Mateo. He took his team to the state championship of all the junior colleges in California. You know, Nate, he's another interesting one because he ran the beer in high school, and so he didn't get a lot of play, and he went to San Mateo, and he ended up winning the starting job in week three. He beat out a kid that transferred from Arizona State, and he ended up being first-team all-conference there. He's 5'10", okay? And people always say, well, 5'10", can he do what Beatty wants to do? Well, honestly, if the kid was 6'1", Nate, he'd have gone to Cal or US or UCLA or something like that. He wouldn't have gone to Kansas. He's a very talented kid. He can throw the ball well, and he can really run out in the open field. I think he'll be a guy that goes in this spring and kind of, you know, fights for a starting job.
One of the players I know you're excited about in this class, JK, is Jacoby Lott, offensive lineman out of Amarillo, Texas. What entices you about him?
Well, this is the kind of kid that Kansas needs to get. This is the kind of kid that, you know, Bill Snyder from Kansas State would always get. That they were the first to identify him. They were the first to give him a scholarship offer. He went in first week of December, took his official visit, and then committed to Kansas. And then the night before signing day, Nate, you know, he's a 6'5", 310-pound O-lineman, D-lineman. He could do it all. He's strong. He's the type of kid that could play as a true freshman, just physically. The night before signing day, Texas called him, and they offer him a scholarship. Right after Texas calls him, Oklahoma State calls him and says they want him to come for an official visit. And these guys are basically trying to get him not to sign his letter of intent that next day. This is back in December. And he thought about it. He ended up telling me, he said, you know, Kansas was there with me the whole time. And he said if Texas and Oklahoma State really wanted him that bad, they could have offered him early or when Kansas did. And he stuck to his word and he signed with Kansas. So, I mean, you know, those are, I can't remember. I've been doing this 19 years now. And I can't remember the last time a kid in the state of Texas got a Texas offer and then ended up signing with Kansas.
That's certainly interesting. What about the local kids, kids from Kansas? Maybe give us one of the names that that could stand out the most out of the Kansas kids they got.
Well, you know, looking back on what we just talked about, Jalen Robinson, you know, he's a basketball kid. If they can get him, that would be one. You know, you got Miles Emery at Blue Valley North, who's an athletic defensive end. The last I heard was as he was going to sign today. And, you know, that's about it. You know, Matt Copeland from there, Wichita, he's kind of a tall 6'5", 255-pound, you know, great frame, but he's going to need some work. He's going to need to get in the weight room and get a little bit stronger.
John Kirby from Jayhawkslant.com. Have you liked having the two national signing days from your perspective?
Hey, Stephen, this has been an odd year. Definitely, it's definitely been different. You know, I think everybody wakes up today. You know, like all the recruiting fans, this is like Christmas Day. Well, what they got to understand now is, and hey, I got to understand it because this is the first time I've been through it. Is that the signing day in December now? That is the new signing day. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, the back end. This is like, you know, have you guys ever had your family Christmas party where somebody ends up doing their Christmas party a little later that week or something, and you're kind of like, oh, we got to go over here for that late Christmas party? That's what this is like. So to me, that middle of December signing day, that first one, that was signing day.
John, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's the John Kirby. You can check out more at jayhawkslant.com. Thank you to Gabe DeArmond and Tim Fitzgerald and John Kirby for taking part in our signing day Border Patrol Blitz. So,
Nate, you still on the board that every burger is just a burger?
What?
That's what you tweeted, and then you tried to back off of it. Is that?
I mean,
we'll give you a chance here,
right?
In general,
because I have a burger for you.
Oh boy.
I'm out of this deal.
I don't even want to know where this is going.
I'm telling you.
I don't even want to know. I know you. I can tell you're setting up one of your.
He's been over there looking at stuff. So I feel like he's looking at different.
Setting up one of your jokes.
Best burger I have ever had is a place in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's called 1910.
See, I went to Varsity in Atlanta, and I loved it. That hot dog.
I went to Varsity. Well.
Do you like? I like that.
They had different kinds of chili dogs or something.
Of course, 1910 Public House. They make like 100 burgers, and once those 100 burgers are gone, they're gone, and they're phenomenal.
Ooh, now
but there's good. Also a different kind of burger. I don't know if you've tried. You can try them around here in town.
Oh boy,
yeah. A fur burger, Nate.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes.
Nutritious.
I told you I'm out, so you talk to him.
I'm out too.
No, it's about you.
I mean, he spent the last 20 minutes, you know, getting that one ready.
We've got Bush.
Stop. Stop it.
Hello, pie.
He's talking to you, so you have to answer him before we break. I got to go, guys.
I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah.
People are mad. I'll tell you what. I don't know if I've ever sent a tweet out that has had more people angry.
Well, I bet you have.
Which is saying something for me.
Let's see.
I'm being accused of trolling, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And I don't care. I don't care. That's fine.
J-Bo KC says that if you go to Shake Shack, you'll try to get a kale shake instead of a burger. Was that? Would you do that? Would you
no,
go to Shake Shack?
If Give I me go a to a burger joint, I'll get a burger, you know, but I don't go to burger joints very often because burgers aren't that good.
Well, you don't like burgers.
No, I'm not.
So that, see, now we're getting to
right.
it. This, that's right. different than burgers are all the same. You just don't like
yeah,
burgers.
Yeah, that's a
I
don't big like difference, burgers that much. Man. That's a big difference.
That is, absolutely yeah. is. Now, that's full disclosure.
I don't really think any people nah, really like
but
burgers.
But I love say, burgers. Oh,
my wife.
I love
people,
burgers.
What do you mean people
burgers.
Don't like burgers?
Yeah, how can
how
you
how
say that?
How can you like a burger that much? It's a
delicious
burger, you know?
They're awesome.
It's discrimination, food discrimination by Nate here.
They're fantastic.
On Border Patrol. Love a good burger.
I like my hamburger juicy.
I do love a good burger.
Who said that on this show?
George Foreman.
Nope. No. It was someone criticizing the George Foreman grill.
Oh.
Larry Holmes, former Larry heavyweight Holmes. Champion, said that George Foreman's grill was stupid because it gets because usually they advertise, hey, it gets rid of all the fat.
Yeah.
It's, he said it's stupid because he wants his fat because he likes his hamburger
right.
juicy.
I want my hamburger juicy.
That's fair.
That was on this show.
My wife.
Larry Holmes, former heavyweight champion of the world, said he likes his hamburger juicy.
That's right.
Play it.
I want my hamburger juicy.
See?
Well, I used to have a Foreman, and we gave it away because my wife refused to allow me to cook on it.
See, I love the joy.
I want my hamburger juicy.
She wants the burger fried up.
It makes
know,
delicious
like,
foods.
Yeah. She doesn't want the grease dripping out of it or whatever.
She's like Larry Holmes.
Yeah, she likes a juicy hamburger.
Your wife is like Larry Holmes.
She's very much like Larry
Holmes. I want my hamburger juicy.
That's not the first time you've heard that. So, let's take a break now.
We didn't ask JK for his thoughts on burgers. We asked everybody else.
I don't want to make him mad, too.
Yeah. Fight me as well.
Right.
I do like, the burgers at the Wheel in Lawrence are pretty all right, you know?
I'll take you to Westport Flea Market and get you a burger.
Good burgers there. That's the thing. Like, there are good burgers all over the place. But, oh, you got to have one of these burgers.
Well, there's good pizza all over the place. Right. There's good tacos all over the place.
I'll eat all that.
Right. Just because you don't like
oh,
burgers.
Oh, God, they're putting a Pizza Hut in.
My
oh,
favorite
my God.
Burger. Oh.
Oh,
Pizza Hut's not compared to
Dude, Jack come on.
The favorite burger that I had as a youngster,
you
as a young
trolling.
Boy, was when I lived at 507 South Jackson. In beautiful northeast Kansas City. And I live just a few houses up from the first place that I can remember that I really loved having a hamburger. It was called Burger Biggies. And that was also the first place that I played Pac-Man. And so just think of me, a very young, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, with a mustache, eating a hamburger and playing Pac-Man. Boy, it doesn't get better than Burger Biggies. And I wish I could go back to Burger Biggies and have my hamburger. All right? Or my dad, whenever I was sick, he would stop by and get me food from Humdinger's. You ever had a Humdinger?
No.
Well. Jake, best burger when you were a young boy?
I mean, I think Winstead was my favorite. I mean, just growing up, there was literally
finally some love for Winstead.
Winstead's was right across the street from my house. Right across the street. Like, literally, you could walk across the street in Winstead. Then it went away, and it became a Wade's, and it sucked and went out of business.
My dad used to go to Wade's every day, drink coffee.
Yeah, it's a nice diner, but Winstead's was the bomb. You get special chocolate malt.
My point is, if that Winstead's on the plaza is still open right across the street from Shake Shack, I'll go to Winstead's every time.
But won't you try Shake Shack first?
I've had Shake Shack.
I like how you qualified it. If it's still open...
Well, like, it seems like
Where's
some of the Winsteads
going?
Have kind of fallen out of repair. Well, I think the one over here on Roe closed down. You know, I don't know how well they're keeping them all up these days. Hmm. I hope they are, because I would go to Winsteads over Shake Shack.
Look, I don't know what to tell you, Kansas City, about this guy. All right.
I used to go to Mrs. Peter's Drive-In all the time in KCK, get burgers there. Vanilla Coke. It's good.
There's a place called Cindy's. Down in KCK that my dad used to get burgers from.
Call my dad.
We'll call him.
I'll put Town Topic
break,
up over.
I'll call him.
Over.
Town Topic's delicious.
Delicious.
It's a great burger.
Right.
Yeah, but it has to be at 2 a.m. or so. It's not right. It has to be really late.
I used to go get Town Topic burgers with Bob Davis after our morning show.
Talk about it.
On when we worked at
and when you were KBZ having those burgers, you tell them how much they suck.
Yeah, this sucks, Bob. This is the same as every other burger.
Why are we going here, Bob? Suck. This place sucks.
But the point, no,
oh, damn, this burger's terrible, Bob.
That's how you think Nate sounds.
No,
he was mocking your voice earlier. So now that's how you think he sounds.
No, I don't think he sounds that
my
cool.
My mockery is more for the
Bob. That burger sucks.
What you did Jake's voice earlier? What was that one? Remember?
The burgers.
Oh, a lot of burgers. Bob, these fries are terrible.
I could get a double burger. I could get a triple burger.
You want a good burger, Bob. There's no such thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a quality morning show.
There's
on
all
Sports
kinds
Radio
of different burgers. There's double burgers.
WHB.
There's triple burgers.
Fur burgers.